and the Ad Council.
A different subject. How about it's a very merry Christmas? So is that over too now?
Christmas is over.
What a letdown.
I know.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Christmas is over. We'll spend this week going through all the best and the worst. It's so, you know, can we not do that? I suppose we probably have to a certain extent, right? Have to review. Everybody expects a certain amount of that kind of conversation.
What happened
in 2010? And what will happen in 2011? Who's going to fall in love with whom? Who will be ahead? Who will be behind?
The best and the worst.
The best
of
and the worst. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay. Listen, I suppose we'll fall.
But I'll bite.
A little bit. Yeah,
there's
not
some
too
fun stuff
bad.
There. Yeah.
The worst of the year. How about that? We get it out of the way first. The TSA. How many people agree that TSA is the worst problem that we have in America? Is not the problem of terrorism. It's what to do with the TSA and, excuse me, all of their non-constitutional power grabbing. That sounds like I'm kind of like an old curmudgeon.
Get into that.
I don't want to spend too much time being a curmudgeon. I don't want to be a curmudgeon at all. Today's my daughter's birthday, so it was daddy-daughter time last night. We went to a wonderful little restaurant in Hollywood, just the two of us, and we had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful chat. And today, brunch time, Jennifer.
Fun.
Yes. And then wondering if I'm going to get back.
Probably
tomorrow.
Not. You might as well settle in.
Yeah. I'll settle in for a day or two.
Although, on the way in, I heard that the snow up in Boston, up in your area, was light, fluffy, and easy to move out of the way, even though you got like a foot of it.
Just like your girlfriend's.
Yeah, Jennifer Horn from CRN Digital. Actually, I'm in the studios at CRN Digital in Los Angeles this morning. Rich McFadden in our studio in Washington. Clay is in. Well, you're still in Texas somewhere, Clay, right?
Yeah, in Texas.
Yeah, Texas, where there's no snow, but as Richie just suggested, big storm, blanketing. Actually, if you look at where the model of this. I started looking at it yesterday. Started in the Carolinas. It's the same storm that came across from the west. So what you had, Jennifer, for weather here last week is what we have for weather. I'm on the west coast, so I don't have it. But moving up the east coast and into off the coast of New England, but into the New England states and up into Canada, it's not as bad as the usual forecasters. Oh, look out, we're going to have 2 feet. But 11, 12, 13 inches of snow. But if it is light, it'll be easily pushed off. 1,000 flights out of the 3 major New York airports were canceled before the storm even started in anticipation.
I'd like to thank our local news station yesterday for making it sound like it was going to be Armageddon, the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, it's always that way.
And now you'd be lucky if you can find anywhere within an hour of Washington, D.C. that has an inch of snow on it.
Right. Yeah, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore.
Philly got hit.
Yeah,
that flights into the Carolinas were canceled yesterday.
Yeah.
Amtrak canceled the service all the way pretty much from the corridor north of New York. No service at all. So if you had to get somewhere. Fortunately, this is not a big week in terms of having to get work done. It's one of those slow. It's not quite as slow as last week. The mindset of people in our country pretty much before Christmas is to slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. And by the end of the week, Thursday, forget it. You couldn't find anybody to do business with. But now this week, there'll be some activity, and then the energy increases because of the anticipation for the new year. Find it very interesting. Every year is pretty much the same energy around this time of year. And I think it's a good thing. We are now able to look back. Christmas, good. New Year's, better. And let's have that approach. Let's have that attitude. Are we going to grouse about something? Sure. Are we going to complain about things? Yep. Are we going to be down? No. We're going to be up. We're going to make a pledge. The resolution ought to be to pay less attention to the news media and whatever it is. Richie just gave you the perfect example. Oh, my God, look at that snow. It's going to ruin everything. And it's not that bad a storm. It is what it is. You make the best of it. I think that we have become, I said in the last hour, it isn't naivete. It's lack of experience. And part of that is lack of knowing what it is like in the rest of the world. And it doesn't make a difference what the reflection is. So if you make a resolution this year, we'll talk about resolutions. Maybe we can ask each day to spend some time on your resolves for next year. May I suggest that you all try to figure out how you can go someplace outside of America? Go to someplace, Central America, South America, go to Eastern Europe, Western Europe, go to Asia, go to Africa, go someplace that is not all about America. And I mean, when you go to Mexico, don't go to Cabo and those places Jennifer goes, because those are all just American resorts. Hey, yourself.
What's wrong with that?
No, but it doesn't give you a sense of what's going on in that other country. It really doesn't.
Are you actually telling people to go to Mexico? Like,
yeah, I'm telling
parts of
about
Mexico?
It. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Don't spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, I don't know. That works out
target.
Too well.
Little Fockers was the big movie over the weekend. $34 million. True Grit was number two. I saw it. And Richie saw it. We didn't see it together.
Clay saw it.
Jennifer, you've seen True Grit?
No, but I want to see it today, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a good clip.
I went to see it in the original. This is a bit of history. For those of you around the country who remember Cinerama, it was a type of movie that was a basic 365 panorama. You go into the studio. It was a theater in the round, and the movie was all around you. It was something very popular in the 50s and the 60s. The original Cinerama theater in Hollywood is where I saw True Grit yesterday. And it was the biggest screen you can imagine. Have you been in that theater in Hollywood?
No, but I've heard it's great.
It is. You get the feel when you go into it that you're really going to have this. So many of the theaters today are small, they have puny little screens on them, and you don't really get the sense.
Really?
I mean, you can watch some of these people. Richie's got a 9-foot screen in his house.
Yeah.
And so you can see, it's like going to the movies. What do you have to go to the movies for? You can watch it at home. And so
I saw it at. I mean, it was big.
Yeah. The theater screen that you saw.
Yeah, but I mean, it was playing in one of the main. If this theater has 14 theaters, 10 of them are big and four of them are smaller something like that.
Yeah. How did y'all think it compared to the original? Because this is the first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I've seen the original, but it's been 20 years and I don't remember it.
I remember it well. And my daughter sitting next to me the two of us were talking to each other. My daughter, having been exposed to lots of John Wayne, being around her father as a kid, she said to me, we were walking up the street, and she was telling me about the conversation that she and her husband had with some friends who were talking about True Grit a couple of nights ago. And Megan was going through all this information about John Wayne, the movies that he made. And her husband's looking at her with this strange, how do you know so much about John Wayne? And Megan says, well, my father had all the John Wayne books around and the movies. We saw them all as kids. So Megan remembered the original True Grit. And so we were comparing the scenes and the dialogue and the basic trail, and it only deviated from the original movie, I think, twice. But then the end of it, the first True Grit set up the ability to have a second movie. The second movie was Rooster Cogburn. That came about, I think, 3 or 4 years after True Grit came out. John Wayne and Katharine Hepburn did a movie together, and it was the story. It was Rooster Cogburn. But it wasn't the same scope as True Grit, but in this movie, Cogburn, do I give it away? I suppose I do. Well, at the end, he dies. But it isn't until 30 years after.
Right, yeah.
So it's old. The ending is different than the original. And the action, a lot of the action takes place at night here, whereas in the first True Grit, all the action took place in the daytime. And
is
the
that
other,
just because of shooting styles or something?
I don't know. I think, maybe. Yeah, because the Coen brothers are darker. Their whole outlook on things is a little darker. Let's see, what was the other? But I think that the
how'd you think Bridges did?
That LeBouf doesn't die in the end. Which
are you talking about Shia LaBeouf?
No, Matt Damon, who plays
Matt
the
Damon.
Character.
Who's LaBeouf?
He's the Texas Ranger.
Character. He's the Texas Ranger.
Matt Damon.
He was good. I liked him.
Yeah, he was good, and he's always good. What did I think about Bridges? The patch was on the other eye. Did you notice that?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, the patch is on the other eye. If you look at the original...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You look at his... John Wayne's patch is on the...
I guess it's a comfort zone for the actor.
Well, whatever.
Whichever eye they yeah. dominant eye they want to use, yeah.
I thought that the... That Bridges did a good job. I thought, you know,
I thought he was
comparing
very good.
It to John Wayne, but he does a good job. Especially, but he captures, it looks like, or it seems like, or it feels like he's trying to capture the spirit of John Wayne in a number of ways, not the least of which is when out in the, and I thought that Ned Pepper looked astonishing like Robert Duvall.
Is that who played it originally?
But the actor's name, no, well, the original nasty Ned Pepper, it was Robert Duvall's first sort of major role in 1969.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so, but the guy who played Pepper's real name was Pepper. But he did have an astonishingly similar look to the look that was presented by Duvall.
He was good, too. He did a good job.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, there was a lot of, I thought that Brolin, anybody could have played that role.
The acting all around was amazing. It was very, very good.
But Bridges, the point I was making, Richie, is in that scene at the end when they, you know, he shoots up across the, we remember the John Wayne big field coming across, boom, bam, bloom. And then when his horse gets shot, I thought that Bridges tried to almost identically replicate what John Wayne did with that same scene in the original True Grit. That's where I really felt. There were a lot of things. He didn't play out as much the...
No, in the original movie, was Matt Damon there to save him still in that scene?
Yeah. Glenn Campbell
so
shot...
Matt Damon didn't die earlier when you thought he would have died when he got...
No, but this takes place before...
Okay.
That scene of shooting from the top of the hill to Ned Pepper takes place before... She shoots Chaney and falls into the hole where the snakes are.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Well, good. I don't need to go see it today. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you should go see it. I mean, it's not the kind of movie where you walk out and you go, that was great. I want to see it again 1,000 times. Because it's a heavy flick.
Yeah, it is heavy.
But it's really good. It's a good story. It's made very well, and the acting is very, very good.
Yep. There's Richie's report, my report. 19 after the hour on Good Day for Monday.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Akron Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Akron has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
It's 21 after a good day.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
No, we're not giving up yet. A couple more days of Christmas music.
I'm going to ride it.
Yeah, I would if I were you, Richie. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 24 after the hour. Clay, Jennifer, Richie, and me. We still wish you, we want to wish you, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And what better time of the year to go to the movies? I went to see The Tourist. Tony and I went to see The Tourist on Saturday.
Yeah, how was that?
I liked it. I you know, that kind of movie is what...
Which one was that?
That was with Angelina Jolie and...
John, for somebody who doesn't like Angelina Jolie a whole lot, you go see all of her movies,
well,
don't you?
I think that it's the genre. She's in a lot of action flicks, and I like that. And there's not a lot of violence in them. But I thought the story was pretty interesting. And a little unbelievable at the end when Johnny Depp turns out to be the guy that...
Stop it!
What are you doing to me?
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, you can't do that. Okay.
Did you see anything else that you want to ruin for
us? Wait a minute. No, I mean, what did you do for Christmas? How was your Christmas day?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Christmas day was spent, as it normally is, pretty low-key. How did we get the day started? We started the day, I did the program in the morning, and then I slept for another 4 or 5 hours. There's something about coming out here. I sleep, wonder, I don't, at home... When I'm done with the radio program, even if it's a weekend or a day off, there's always something else to do, so I'm on to it. But when I come out here, I can shut it off, shut all that stuff off, and I did. So I went back to sleep after the Saturday morning program, slept for about four and a half hours. I got up to Tony's call, who was eager for me to come over and do, she had something that she wanted me to fix. We had to put nails in the wall to fix, to hang something up. So we did that, and then we decided we'd go see the movie, and then we went over to Brendan's because he had fallen down and hurt himself pretty badly, slipped on the steps and dislocated his shoulder, whacked his head, and did his back, who knows. But his mother loves to take care of him, so we brought him over the usual things. I took Frankie, who is Brendan's dog, just an absolute trip. Whenever he sees me, because he hasn't seen me for a while, I saw me a couple of months ago, but it's been, you know, dogs don't have quite the same remembrance as far as time is concerned, so he runs around in circles and wants to, as they have, the kids got the dogs, these stupid chicken things that make, I probably should grab one of them and bring it in here so you can hear it. It is the absolute dumbest thing, the noise that it makes, and when Frankie gets a hold of it, he just keeps squeezing it, and he'll grab it and run around in circles with it, whereas Megan's dog doesn't quite know what to make of it, is kind of afraid of it. But all the dogs react differently. But they got three of them. They didn't get one for Charlotte, because Charlotte was just ripping apart. But it's really amazing.
how the dogs react differently.
Did you get the dog's Christmas presents? Patch's big thing is he loves to unwrap his own presents.
Right, ribbing things up.
Oh, yeah, he loves to do that.
And whatever's on the floor, rip it up. Yeah. That's what it is. So we had a low-key dinner over at Megan's afterwards. She'd made lamb and made some great potatoes, and they love to cook. She and Matthew love to cook.
Good.
So that was a good thing. And it's just, you know, it was nothing. I'll bet you between everybody, all of the people, there were Tony and Brendan and Megan and me and Matthew. I'll bet you collectively we didn't spend $1,000. All of us together.
That's good.
Yeah. That's not what it's about.
Good.
The little silly tchotchke things that are part of, you know, more than anything else, Tony wants to bring Brendan shopping. Food shopping, because she doesn't think he does a good job. He buys bad food. So
he's 31 years old and single.
He's older than that, because I have news for you. I'm 32.
Yeah, no, he's 30. Brendan, in 1970, he's 34.
Wow.
Yeah. Tony was absolutely all over that. I looked in his refrigerator. He had a lot of good stuff. You know, those...
That's because you're single also.
Yeah. Looks the same as my refrigerator to me.
Weird how that happens.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Arthur Williams, and this is Living Well, your guide to living better financially, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Normally, I use this time to provide tips on improving your life. Today, I just want to improve your smile. While psychologists agree that nothing beats the real thing, there's also a growing amount of research to prove that faking a smile can be just as beneficial to your health, appearance, and mood. But don't take the scientist's word for it. Try it for yourself. Say your name once without smiling. My name is Montal Williams. And again, with a smile. My name is Montal Williams. Not only did your face appear more attractive when you smiled, I know mine did, there's a good chance your mood improved. And when you're in a good mood, it's likely that people around you will return the favor. Researchers also believe that smiling boosts the immune system and lowers blood pressure, too. So the next time you wake up and you're not sure what to wear, put a smile on your face. I'm Montel Williams. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Yesterday's news. December 27th, 1947. It's Howdy Doody time.
Say, kids, what time is it? It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time.
Howdy Doody premiered and became the first network children's show to run five times a week. Howdy Doody was a freckled-faced puppet, and his co-star was Buffalo Bob, played by Bob Smith. Other characters on the show included Chief Thunder Thud, Princess Summerfall Winterspring, and Clarabelle the Clown, played by Bob Keeshan. Those kids lucky enough to attend the show got to sit in the Peanut Gallery.
And this is the Peanut Gallery! Hey!
Howdy Doody eventually became the first show to be broadcast in color. In its 13-year run, Howdy Doody successfully captured the imagination of a generation of children. And that's yesterday's news for December 27th.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
34 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Any more Howdy Doody, Richie?
Isn't that fun? You know, I did not realize that it was the first television show to be broadcast in color.
Well, it didn't start that way. It became color after it had been on the air for a couple of years. It was originally a color show.
Right.
I was thinking of...
I don't remember seeing it in color. I only remember seeing the black and white version of it.
Hmm. Is this show in color yet?
It is.
It's living high def, color. Baby.
It's about to be. I'm going
living
there right now.
Color. Richie, I'm not in a place where I can do the video stream.
Oh, if we were clever, we could. Because we
can do it here?
Well, Jennifer's got a Ustream there at the network.
Jennifer's
so.
Going to get to the network studio, and then we can figure out how to do this.
Jennifer's
going to
walk into her phone booth at the house, and
yes, right.
She'll be there with
instantly
you.
Instantly, she'll be here. One of the things that I, as I listened to the Howdy Doody thing, I was thinking back to we didn't give Fred Foy enough time. Last week, he was the announcer for the Lone Ranger.
Well, I think we gave him plenty of time.
I don't know. We only gave him 60 seconds. We gave him, don't be discounting what a lot of people are thinking.
We played the whole Lone Ranger theme.
Yeah,
what do you want?
60 seconds.
You're going to get his family on the phone? What are you looking for
you
here?
You know what I love about you is your sensitivity.
Lovely. Jennifer and Richie and Clay and Doug, I guess for us it's the day after Christmas, and all through the house, things are almost the same. I want to gently get away from the Christmas music
Christmas ideas. We, as I think, become more and more desensitized to the real meaning of Christmas by making it as much of a commercial thing. And we talk about the results. There are the newspapers, the business pages this morning are full of an analysis of the Christmas season and how much money was spent and yada yada. I think there are more and more people who did. I said, if you're just joining us, that our family collectively, all five of us, including Megan's husband, I would be hard pressed to tell you that we spent $1,000 collectively. And that's the way we want it more and more. And I wonder, you know, Jennifer, you are one who gets enthused about, and I know how excited you are. Maybe part of it is your family's expectations of you and the people at work. They expect you to put in a lot of time and effort, and I think with that goes spending money. So I wonder how you would review your own.
Let's just say I made up for you and Tony and Brendan and Megan.
There you go.
You know what, though? I love Christmas, and part of it is that I love trying to find something great for people that
shows
in my face.
Yeah, but that's because you're so thoughtful in and of yourself.
That's what I love about you, too, is you are so good at sitting down and going, what is the perfect present for
this
person?
Want?
And
have I said thank you for those cookies yet, by the way?
Yeah, yeah, and you know people so well.
I didn't get any cookies.
You'll get some cookies in a minute.
Okay.
And about 10 of them, actually.
All right. 10 minutes or 10 cookies.
But how do you do that? I can't even do that for my wife. I try, but I can't.
But I listen to people throughout the year, and I keep lists.
You have to listen, exactly. Yeah. You have to really care, Richie. And I don't mean
I
that.
I do.
As a slice.
I mean, I really care about my wife, but it's just
listening.
I try and buy her clothes.
It's a very special tool that some people have. They listen, they hear, they remember.
Yeah, that's my thing.
And that's something that a lot of people just don't have.
It's
not natural to
some people. I listen and I hear. I just don't remember.
Yeah. See, I listen and I hear, and then I buy the cheapest present I can.
See, if I were going to buy something for Janet, because I know she's practical, yet she's still a girl, I would buy her a practical but pretty piece of jewelry she could wear every day. So something that is not necessarily going to break the bank, and it's not all sparkly and crazy, but that's something she could enjoy every single day.
And she does like that, but I will tell you, she's got a ton of jewelry.
Spoken like a man. It doesn't matter. It
really
doesn't matter.
She's got 75 to 100. I actually scored last year with boots and shoes.
Yeah, you never have too many shoes, you never have too many clothes, and you never have too much
jewelry.
Well,
there's always just something. Yeah, I tell you where I come in good for my wife. Is I'm the gringo that knows how to buy, like, tennis shoes, snow boots, ski jackets, all that stuff. She never knew how to buy that stuff. So I know how to buy that stuff.
Does she refer to you as a gringo?
No, I'm the gringo when I go to Columbia.
Does she refer to you as a gringo?
Occasionally. Occasionally.
Yeah. When she's happy with you or not happy with you?
No, when she's teasing me.
Ah, okay.
When she's
the
teasing.
Gringo.
Yeah,
the
gringo.
So, Jennifer, you gave a lot. What did you get?
I actually got a lot, too. My family's very... My parents and I, the one benefit of being a divorced kid is you get two sets of gifts. But my parents were extremely generous with me. My dad got me a really beautiful ring, and my mom and dad pitched in to get me a TV, which I needed terribly. Well, not terribly. I have another few, but... I got a TV, I got some great... I got some perfume, and, you know, just little earrings here and there, so it was fun.
Neat.
It was nice.
Neat. That's fun. And what did you guys do? I mean, who was at your house?
I cooked. Well, we went to church on Christmas Eve, and no, the lightning bolts did not get me. It was okay. It was a children's mass, so that was fun. And then I went straight over to my dad's house, where I hosted everybody for Christmas Eve. And then I spent the night. My dad and I, it's our little tradition at his house, and got up with him Christmas morning, and we went up to my mom's house to see my grandfather, who's in town from Grand Junction with his wife, and we opened gifts that morning, and then we went to my cousin's during the afternoon. It was a busy day.
Very cool.
And then I talked to Dougie, and I said, Doug, it's 8 o'clock, and I'm exhausted. And he sounded terrible, too, so I didn't feel bad.
You know, it's funny, Doug, on Christmas Eve, Jennifer always sends me a very nice bottle of wine for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I get so excited because she knows wine so well, and it's always just fantastic.
It was good, wasn't it?
And Maria always sends me this Omaha steaks.
Yeah.
That come with the twice-baked potatoes and whatnot. So on Christmas Eve for Janet, it's our little family birthday dinner. My wife's birthday, Janet, is on Christmas Day. So on Christmas Eve, I grilled the steaks, the potatoes, and we had Jennifer's wine with it. And, man, what a fantastic meal it was. And I just was able to sit there and just thank Jennifer and Maria for the nice meal, and it was so nice.
Yeah. On Christmas Eve, I was on the plane flying to from Boston to Los Angeles, and the meal, my choice was either a three-cheese ravioli, which I've had before and it was awful.
Yes, it's terrible. On a flight, that's
or a steak with garlic mashed potatoes. Uh-oh. And green beans.
You don't need that.
I had him give me that, and I actually cut into the steak to look at it. It hadn't been cooked. It was like I wanted to use it.
Oh, it was raw. Yeah.
When do you eat steak?
I didn't eat steak. I didn't want the ravioli, so I wanted the mashed potato
and the
beans and the salad that went with it, which was fine. And I said when we were going through the checkout, when we were going through the TSA, I was getting my pat down. This is another great pat down story. So it's now
some big dude fill you up again.
It's 6 o'clock.
Like it?
Here it is, 6 o'clock. On Christmas Eve, 6 o'clock Christmas Eve, and there's nobody in the airport. There is no one.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
And there
are four of these TSA guys standing around, and I said, I'm not going to go through the machine. The guy looks at me, and he smiles his big teeth. Oh, that's okay, sir. Then he's like, okay, what is he going to do? It just was funny the way he looked at me. So I went in.
He was excited.
I went to the other side. Well, I don't think anybody had a pat down. You know, everybody's in a hurry, so they run through and they get the scan.
I'll do.
So I said, I told him that the last time, I looked at him straight in the face. I said, the last time I went through this a couple of weeks ago, I started to laugh when the guy got to my groin. And he looks at me. He can't keep a straight face.
You shouldn't share that with other people.
No, he's nobody. He starts to laugh. So as he's doing his routine, you know, they look into your collar and your belt line, all that other stuff. And he's feeling right. He says, now, is this okay? Is this okay? Is this? He kept asking me if I was okay.
He just said, yeah, it's real good.
It was funny. So anyway, as I'm coming through, the four flight attendants are coming through at the same time. And when you do this, everybody's watching the pat downs.
Yeah.
Everybody stops and sees who's getting patted down just to see, you know, what the story is. So when I get on the plane, the flight attendants were in varying states of ho-ho-ho garb, and they have red on and scarves and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so the lady who was who was in my cabin wanted to tease me a little bit about she said, have you had that done to you before? And I said, yeah, I've had it done. And she said, well what are they, because they don't do it. The flight attendants don't have to pretty much do, they don't have to do anything now. They go through the minimal gray machine and bing, bang, boom, and that's it. So she said, well, what's it like? And I said, well, frankly, every time I've had it done two or three times, I'm ticklish and I start to giggle and laugh. And they can't take it seriously. So then they all get a kick out of that. And I saw a couple of the flight attendants talking and looking at me and giggling, you know, whatever that meant. It was very, everybody on Christmas Eve, and I've gotten so that when I travel coming out here, I usually do it, although last year I think I was already there and I didn't travel. I don't remember. I went back and forth. I did travel on Christmas Eve out here last year. But it's just a different, whole different feel. Everything on Christmas Eve has a different feel to it. It really does. It's almost the culmination of what we've been talking about, and things really are different and feel differently. So Jennifer and Richie had a good time. Clay, you're with your folks, and you got to talk. What, your mother gave you a I'm a Talk Radio host hat for Christmas?
It says talk show host.
Talk show
it.
Host.
That's great.
Make sure you send us a picture of that we posted.
I will.
GoodDayShow.com. 15 minutes before the hour, I wanted to sort of get started thinking about what we are going to do. The Good Day folks, all of us together, are going to go on the MetaFast diet, which has been recommended by 20,000 doctors. 20,000 doctors.
And after this week, I need it.
Well, most people do a little. I don't eat that much when I'm doing it. I mean, I'll sit here and eat the cookies that Jennifer brings. There's cookies and candies all over the studio, so I'll eat that stuff, which isn't good for you. MetaFast, as we get into it, we're going to find, Richie, that it's fast and it's safe and it's simple and it's satisfying. and boy, do they support you. You eat 5 MetaFast meals and 1 lean and green meal every day. The lean and green meal allows you to dine out or eat at a restaurant. If you have a lunch meeting, this is the
That's
kind
really
of
cool flexibility.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. It's very flexible.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to find we have all of us our goals. I don't need to lose that much, but I'd like to stay away from the stuff that gives me a roll and do something with my abs over the winter. That's my goal. You might want to lose. Richie wants to lose 20 pounds. You can do that in a month, Richie.
That's pretty cool.
That's great with me.
Yeah. 2 to 5 pounds
Let's
a week.
To 20.
So here's my point. You're going to still perhaps eat a little more than you ought to this week, but start thinking about MetaFast and how
I'm getting mentally prepared for it.
Right. That's what you have to do. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so to get on board, what you do is you either go online to MetaFastKen.com because this is being done. Dr. Ken is one of the 20,000 doctors that recommends MetaFast. So you go to MetaFastKen.com, enter Dr. Ken to save $50 on your program, or you call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken. You'll save $50, 800-506-4115, or log on to MetaFastKen.com.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take 1 garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 Plus Up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The home office honey-baked ham down in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is where they originally got started. They are so popular there and in other places. I like honey-baked ham, but for Christmas down there, they had 2,300 people waiting on Christmas Eve day.
Wow.
To get, and they had to bring in the police to direct traffic around. Can you imagine that? At the honey-baked ham store.
I can't.
It's crazy.
I want
crazy.
My ham!
Yeah. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
I was here first.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And use as directed.
December 27th, 2010, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday, the poll today at gooddayshow.com. What was the best part of your Christmas? A, the presents were fantastic. B, spending time with my family. C, the travel was quick and easy. D, the much-needed relaxation. Actually, I suppose all of those. I would, if I had all of the above to choose, I would say, but mostly spending time with my family and just getting everybody chilled out. It was neat, 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 neat. How about with you? Share your thoughts with us. Actually, we haven't taken any calls on this, so we'll spend some time doing that in the next hour. 800-510-8255. 54 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day, with a focus on technology. Better living, Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, answers the question, do you know if it's okay to clean your keyboard in the dishwasher? Do you know whether it's a good idea to clean? We all know. I'm looking at a keyboard
I'm
here.
I'm going to step
really,
out on a limb and say no.
Well, this is really raunchy. I'm looking at this keyboard that's in front of me here in the studio at CRN. It is really raunchy.
Yeah.
Let's find out whether Alex thinks it's a good idea next here on Good Day.
Get my wipes out now.
Yeah.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
CNET has listed the top technology myths on its website, and I'd like to go through three of them with you now. First, you have to wait 15 seconds before rebooting your computer. Now, this has been recommended because the computer's hard disk spins at 10,000 RPM before you shut down. So, 15 seconds, it's been said, allows it to come to a stop. Actually, experts say about 5 seconds is enough.
Myth number two, CNET says megapixels don't matter on a digital camera. I agree wholeheartedly. 6 megapixels is the magic number. Anything more is kind of useless to most of us. And here's an interesting one. Myth number three, you can put a keyboard that you've spilled coffee on into the dishwasher. And as long as it's not wireless, meaning so long as there's no batteries inside, a Geek Squad professional says this is actually true. You can put a keyboard into the dishwasher, no soap, of course, to wash off the coffee and make sure it's completely dry before using. Huh, go figure. Happy holidays. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
What? What did he say? What was that?
Use as directed.
Use as directed. Don't you love that? All the endings.
Use as directed.
Use as directed. Call this number now.
Yeah.
But wait.
Imagine if there weren't lawyers, you wouldn't have to say that.
Uh-huh.
If there weren't lawyers, you could probably just go, yeah, use it however you want. We don't care.
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah.
Here's something you can use as directed. This holiday season, I find it interesting to see how many people gave the gift of health and well-being. Those are two great words, and they're not buzzwords. Health is important. Your well-being is important. There are lots of wrinkle treatments around. There are a lot of people telling you how to avoid wrinkles on your face. People telling you how to have great-looking eyes no matter what your age. And some people will try anything once. They'll look for makeup. They'll hear stories about nourishing. I was looking at a picture of Reese Witherspoon, who's in a new movie, and I can't remember the name of the movie, but her face, you know how somehow or other she
has the one about the circus.
Yeah,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Water for elephants or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's right.
Oh, I wrote that book.
Yeah. Yeah. But looking at her face, she hasn't got a line on her face.
Yeah.
She has that, like Maria Shriver, that chin that almost looks like somebody did something to it.
Well, Maria Shriver's got plenty of wrinkles.
Yeah, well, but you don't have, she has her face is pretty straight, pretty strong looking. Anyway, the point here is, how do you want to take care of what everybody is concerned about? That's their eyes, the lines, the wrinkles, the lids. You don't need to fake anything. If you are on night skin, this is the way to avoid dry skin. You need moisturizer. This is the way to put night skin on at night. Get a free bottle of night skin, reducing the appearance of wrinkles on your face dramatically. Continued use means better face. 800-607-7078. Get a free bottle today. Night skin, 800-607-7078. Yeah, I said free bottle.